So I leaned over to Miriam just now and I said, "Is it too corny if I go to Rumi? Because you have to just go to Rumi after that." And I think it's a poem that many of us know. The Guest House. This is a translation by Coleman Barks. And you can, if you want, use this as an intention. And so if you want to find your meditation posture, I'll just read this to us and then guide us in, and we'll sit for about 15 minutes. This human being, this being human, is a guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome. And entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Each has been sent as a guide from beyond. In our remaining minutes, I invite you to try out what it might feel like to make yourself or experience yourself as a home for the divine presence, a vessel for the Shechina. At the same time, as that divine presence is also a home for you. We both simultaneously, the host and the guest, at home and welcoming into home.